Blog Talk Radio.
I took quarter water, stole it in bottles for $2. When Coca-Cola came and bought it for beans, what the fuck? Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the fuck cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spin this shit. Southside's up in this bitch. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell dope. I did play the block, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Sandro Pay, get a tan, I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster, get a gang. Hit a head in a hat. Call that a little rap shit. Fuck the chit chat. The big gun, bake the bread. A barber, I cut your head. A marksman, I spray the lead. I blood clot chocolate. Not fuck with the kid. I get biz with the cig. I can really live. You dig? I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah, you can call this my new shit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old bitch, now I got new hoes. First it was the Benzo, now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry, I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. I spread AR, make your whole click break dead. Backspin, head spin, flatline, you're dead then. Nine shells matching, who wanna get it cracking? I was young, I couldn't do good, now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag, I just bought a new Jag. Now nigga, why you mad? Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful, they calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler, they calling me Rocky. The ice on my neck, man, the wrist in my left hand. Bling like blow, you like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah, I run New York.
From the top, and I walk the walk like a Teflon dog when I run New York. When I come out of court, yeah, I pop the car. I keep it gangsta, how y'all lined and talk.
I get it.
They know who this gangsta about, but they tell y'all about my boy.
I get it.
Run the world with gangsta about, but they tell you they love it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York. I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York. I'm back on the streets, man. I'm bringing the heat, man. I'm on my grind, like all the time. Trying to stop my shine. I'll cut my nine. Don't get out of line. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good
evening.
Hold on.
Hey.
Hey. All right, we're having technical difficulties. Let's just start the show.
Yeah.
Your flaw said, nah, let's get to the free stuff.
It ain't like we haven't had technical difficulties before. Welcome to Shoebox Talk. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How you holding up?
We're hanging out. We doing all right. We back in this on the scene, Shoebox Talk. April 28th, 2021.
Yes, it is.
We got two more days until this month is out. It's unbelievable. We 4 months into the new year already, and a lot has happened. That being said, we're going to take a break. We're going to do this show that's an introductory to the month of May. In the month of May, we're going to be talking about relationships, fetishes, sexuality, And a lot of it I want to talk about, touch on why sexuality is such a big thing on social media, on all platforms, from Twitter to you name it. It's Facebook. It's like getting out of control. And I know we've done shows, and we're about, 4 years in and having this radio network, and we've talked about this several times. But since then, it has evolved even more. It's like getting really out of control. So, but anyway, and you know, today's show, however, is we're talking about what, Darius?
Freaky fetishes.
Okay, so let me just start by just giving it. A lot of people is kind of like on the fence about what a fetish really is. So I pulled up some research and got a definition that says, are you wondering if you have a fetish? Some people be like, well, you know, they have a fetish, but they don't really want to admit that they do. Or if your partner might have one. Y'all, if y'all hear some rumbling in the background, it's thunder and lightning down here. While the term fetish has become fairly mainstream now, because you know, back in the day, you having a fetish was like, it was shameful, like something was wrong with you, right? Foot fetishes, and this is how it reads to me. Is the first one it brings up is foot fetishes are most common and openly talked about. People's understanding of what constitutes a fetish and when it becomes a problem has lagged behind. So, you know, for some people, you know, it's disgusting dealing with the feet, and for some people, they love it. There's a number of reasons. Throughout the years of us having these kind of conversations, there's always been, for everybody, it's a number of reasons why they like feet or a certain part of the foot, and what it does, it does something different for everybody. The truth is that a fetish is only a problem when a fixation interferes with your life and causes undue suffering to you or those around you. For example, the husband who no longer finds himself sexually attractive to his wife, right? Wife's body, and instead can only be aroused by the sight of her shoes or her feet, would be considered to have a problematic fetish. So there's functioning people in society. There's lawyers, doctors, you know, gynecologists, whatever, and they have this fetish. Now, when you're a gynecologist, or you're a psychiatrist, or whatever, and you're seeing people and your patients, and you're being aroused because they got on heels or their feet, that becomes a problematic fetish, right? So that's just an example. Now, if you're that person, that lawyer, or you know, you own a salon or a barbershop or whatever the case may be, and you see a nice young lady with shoes on or have her feet out or whatever the case may be, and you can admire them, pay them a compliment, or just admire them and, you know, in silence or whatever it is, and you know, get on with the rest of your work day, then that's someone that has a fetish, and they don't allow it to be problematic. So that being said, I just want to give a couple of examples that those of y'all that's listening that don't really understand what a fetish can be. Feet fetish are common, as well as shoe fetish amongst people. And this is for both men and women. It's not just men. You know, there's all kinds. We've talked about all kinds of different fetishes on this show. I remember when Hakim brought up a couple of them, and I was like, what? I had to go research that. The dude that wears the pamper, that's a fetish. I was like, what? You know, for some people, for whatever the reason is, that arouses them. You know, you got a lot of S&M things going on. So, you know, I know that it's not surprising, but it's only natural that eventually, like everything else on social media, we become saturated or consumed with sexuality and fetishes and just people being able to, because social media is really supposed to be for communication. So a lot of people on social media is able to express themselves openly on social media because they can hide behind something else, and versus having a conversation in a group setting or one-on-one about a fetish or something that arouses them. So
mm-hmm.
we'll touch on that next month when we start talking about sexuality and social media. Anyway, I started out with the foot fetish. I have a lot of followers that follow me in the groups as well as social media that love feet. So that being said, Darius, what do you have to add to the foot fetish or fetishes that in general?
I would say, first of all, that I have a foot and a shoe fetish. And it is some sexy to me when a woman wears some cute high heels, a pair of wedges, or like they nicknamed them Wedge Wednesday on Instagram, or a cute pair of sandals showing off their beautiful toes. And it's just something sexy about a woman, especially putting her high heels on. And I love it a lot. But mm-hmm. I'm in a lot of these foot groups and
what about
shoe groups.
What about it you love? Now, okay, first of all, let's break that down. You love the foot or you love the heel? You have a fetish for feet and heels or one or
yeah.
the other?
For feet and high heels.
So you have two fetishes. So those are two separate
yeah.
things. So you
yeah.
said, that means you like heels even if the feet you like heels even if the feet is not out.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So let's start with shoes, for example. With heels. What kind of shoes is it that you like and why?
Okay. The type of heels I like is ankle strap, open toe heels, sling back, like peep toe, traditional peep toe heels or pumps. And I think my ultimate favorite is the ankle strap clear heels.
Oh, clear heels.
Oh, I love
okay.
the ankle strap clear heels.
Them
now, that's something
shoes.
That... So why is it? What is it about them that you like, Darius? Break it down.
I would probably say the way that it is like strippers wear them, but now
mm-hmm.
see like
okay.
regular foot queens wear them, and they either do like a custom video or put like a sample picture out on their pages, or if I'm like in a shoe group, they like take like multiple pictures.
Right.
And they have ankle strap clear wedges.
Okay, so to answer your question, now it used to be a time, I want to say for the last at least 2 to 3 years, those clear heel shoes and the shoes that strippers would normally wear are now in style for this average women that like to wear those, that like to wear heels. And the clear, it exploded with the clear wedges. And some of the clear heel shoes, be it wedges or heels, they don't necessarily have to be high. That's just the style. I don't know when or if it's going out of style anytime soon. But they may not be as majority of them are platform. The platform don't have to be so high. The ones that the strippers wear are way higher than the average. They got some that's 3.75 inches high, both heels and
mm-hmm.
wedges. You got the chunky heel as well as the skinny heel. So in other words, you
mm-hmm.
can still wear those sexy, what we would look at strippers wearing, but at a lower, height, in heel and still be feminine. And so the idea behind that clearness, the clear shoe or the clear heel or the clear strap or whatever, is that it allows a woman's foot to be more feminine, which is what the illusion is with strippers. Those heels are high and they are clear, and some of them are different colors and they're glowing and all that kind of thing. But the foot is out. You'll never see a stripper unless they, doing something, they have on some boots or have on some costume. But the objective is to have the foot out. And the clearness of the shoe is to give the illusion that the foot is floating. So that plays into sexuality. You know, you see somebody walking down the street or walking into a store, a young lady, with a woman with some heels on like that, maybe not as high as the strippers. If you're at a distance, it looks like that woman's feet is floating because the shoe is, for the most part, is clear, and you can't see any heels or anything like that like you normally would. So that being said, that is an illusion. So I can see why. I know I had to give the, I had to break it down. I can see why you would like that. That would be attractive, you know, because it's supposed to make a woman's foot, leg, all that, whatever she got going on, be more feminine, and which is like
right.
the role of the stripper to be more feminine when they're dancing and performing. So it is they are in style now. A lot of you even got flats. You know, barely with any heels, it's got clear straps and all that kind of thing now. So less sometimes is more. You know what I mean? So
let me
that's
ask
the shoe. Okay, go ahead.
Is there any shoe that you don't like?
Slides. I think they're just they're okay. The UGG shoes I've seen some of these women wearing with the strap on, they're good. They're nice looking.
But what
Which
about
one?
The ones you don't like?
The ones I don't like.
Have you ever seen a nice looking woman in a shoe and say, ew, I don't like that?
Yeah, there's been a few.
Okay.
Is it the shoe or is it the woman, the way she – because sometimes, I've always said this, the shoe don't make the woman makes the shoe.
Right. It's just maybe like to depend on the style.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there's like some type of heels I see in the group I said, I'm not feeling those.
What kind of those? Are they high, they low?
They're kind of like the high ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, they make these new style shoes and heels. And when somebody asked that question the other day in the heels group, I said, it depends like the style of shoe the women wear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well.
Okay.
And a few foot queens I know, they have sent me high heel pics and little shoe videos.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Including a friend of mine, you know, from Maryland, she sent me like wedge pictures like a few months ago.
Is this the same young lady you've been telling us about all this time? That was a couple of years ago.
Yeah. She
really?
Because she knows about my shoe fetish, so she surprised me a few pictures of her feet in wedges. It was ankle strap wedges. She had like a light blue, and she looked like a yellow ankle strap wedge.
Okay. So she wears heels.
Heels and
she wears
wedges.
Them on a regular basis, or she just sent that to you?
It's regular basis when she has maybe days off, or when she like go to church.
Okay.
Congratulations,
okay.
My friend.
What about
you are
you?
Considered.
What about
you? Darius is considered a podophilia.
Oh, who?
Podophilia.
Let me get my pen. I'm gonna have to research this. He always comes with something. What is that?
He focuses on a specific body part, which is the feet, so that falls under the foot fetishism. And foot fetish is considered the third most popular foot fetish in pop culture in modern times. You know, you're not alone. There's been a lot of dudes who love foot fetishes. Elvis Presley was a known foot freak.
Really?
Andy Warhol, F. Scott Fitzgerald. Yeah, it's feet fetish is an old time thing. But yeah, I mean, that's why I was trying to figure out, okay, well, he likes more than he doesn't like. Let's just say that. So it's the foot and things pertaining to the foot and the presentation of the foot That's the thing for you, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
And
there you go.
So that's why,
my friend.
But I keep in contact with a few of these foot queens and see how they be doing, because some of these men, they get out of control with the foot world.
Yeah, they do. That's a whole other conversation
gets out,
right there.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
How about you, Hakim? What do you like? You got a foot fetish? Or heel fetish?
No. No.
Not really?
Feet only go so far as who's wearing them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If you're in a relationship with a person and you love the person completely, a toe might get stuck in the fucking mouth. Other than that,
I'm not.
I work a lot in the industry, where I used to. A lot of foot models, foot queens, you know, I've helped a lot of them get out there and do their thing. But you can fuck some feet. That's about it. You grease them up and lodge your dick in them, in between them. That's about it. Well, you ain't got nothing else better to do. But aside from that,
it's not your thing.
Nah, because some of y'all sisters shit be looking like y'all just came from Roots. So, gorgeous. You ever, one of them badass women head to toe gets down to the feet in this goddamn popcorn season. Nah, I'm okay.
Well, Hakim, you remember that scene from the Rage in Harlem? That's when Robin Givens. I'm like, dang.
Damn. Yeah, man. Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, yeah, that was, and they put that, they did that like that for a reason. Yeah.
Oh God. Oh man, imagine making
incorporating, how would you incorporating a fetish into your relationship? So, what if you just want to work on making a fetish part of your relationship, like? You know, because, you know, a lot of black women are not into feet fetishes or fetishes, period. Instead of getting rid of it altogether, for something like a foot fetish, this might mean incorporating foot massages or other enjoyable activities into your sexual relationship, right? So you may want to agree to have this be a time-limited aspect of your sexual engagement, or like Hakim said, you know, during sex, one of a toe might wind up in your mouth, you know. For example, maybe the fetish is only part of your life on Saturdays, and the rest of the week you're focused on, you know, your whole partner. So, you got to, in relationships, and I say this about relationships and maybe married people, if it's something that you don't like, and your husband likes it, you're going to have to appease
compromise.
Him. You know, that's his thing. You got to go do the extra to keep your – I don't myself personally don't understand somebody that don't take care of their feet. You don't have no – say so in regards to what your feet look like, and in regards to bone structure. If you got the second toe longer than the big toe, or whatever the case may be, but you can still take care of your feet, right? So, that being said, you know, if that's something that you don't do, and your partner loves that, and that's something that turns them on, or whatever the case may be, this is one of those times where you're gonna have to go get you some toe polish. You're going to have to go get you some lotion if you don't want to spend no money, and some things that you can buy to keep your feet softened up. I got all tricks of trade. I'm OD with my feet. Like, I like the skin and the coloration of it. I've always been that way because my mom was that way. So you got – and it doesn't even cost that much money. You just be consistently, right now I got on foot pads. Foot pads is to pull the toxins out of your feet, out of your body, through your feet. Once a week I put those on, put my socks on over my, after I put on my 3-4 different lotions, after I get out the tub and I put the foot pads on there, and then when I wake up in the morning, all the toxins that came up out my body through these foot pads, you know, that's the bottom of the foot. So there's all kinds, you do some research, you know, just like anything else, us women, and same thing with men. I actually, having a foot fetish or having liking feet is not just for women. If you're a man, you need to be taking care of your feet too. Like, yeah, period. Yeah, like, so, I think there's no reason for you to be having jacked up ass feet.
Well,
period.
You gotta remember,
you need to get. You may not do as much as a woman does, but you can lotion and oil down your heels and make sure they're not cracking and peeling, and because bad foot care can be a health issue, you know. So
yeah. But remember,
I've seen men and men getting pedicures and stuff too, you know.
Yep.
That's foot care. So that being said, there are women that, believe it or not, there are women that have foot fetishes as well, and they like to see. It may not be as common as men with women, but they like the way the men's foot look and how long it is, and you know, toenails is nice and clean and so on and so forth. You know, so you know, that's just one of many. We could talk about foot fetishes all day long.
Yeah, because we got to remember, foot fetishes fall under the partialism partialism category of fetishes. Mm-hmm. Fetishes are, you know, there's some people that have a fetish for drywall. They get turned on by plaster and shit like that. So, but when you practice on. When you focus on a specific part of the body that's called partialism, it's feet or it's ass. Ass is always over feet. Feet is down the line. The number one in the partialism category is always ass worshiping. You know, the booty always beats. So, you know, that's why you see some foot queens, when the money gets low, they start throwing on a thong. And they switch up the content because, you know, that's what bring the money in. The thing is with
are you saying that there's a booty fetish or is you just like booty?
Yeah.
That's different.
No. Booty fetish. Why do you think Instagram is so successful with the big booty girls? And why girls are getting their asses done? Because ass fetish has always been around. It's not even a fetish at this point. It is just a must to many men, right? And you got to remember what a fetish is. It is the arousal of a thing or a person that is considered abnormal, right? Hmm. When you get past that and you just got to have an ass in your life, the woman you with, that's a whole different concept. It's not even a fetish anymore. It's a must. It's a need. And these girls you see getting the blow-up butts going to get the – yeah, some dudes, you ain't got no ass. You ain't got no – she ain't got no ass. I got a pad. So, so what happens is these girls knowing that, and the bigger the butt, the more attention, the more money, the more it makes the woman feel better. They flying down to Florida getting that ass, the Brazilian done. So, or they're getting the lipo and then getting the fat put into their ass. They're doing all kinds of stuff.
Or they just straight up injecting their booties, taking life
chances.
Well,
yeah, that's happening too. Yeah, and then they're dropping dead left and right over the fucking place. But they're doing it because, one, the attention makes them feel better. Two, it's a monetary gain. Oh, let me go open up an OnlyFans page. Or, ooh, let me go get back in the club. Shake this thing I just bought for $10,000.
And I mean, don't forget to add on Twitter, there be women be showing their beautiful titties on there. I'm like, man.
Is it
a
thing as a titty fetish also?
Yeah.
Because
there's some guys that there's some guys that just go crazy when they see boobs. Like,
well,
seriously.
Yeah.
You know, not, you know, they don't have to be out. You know, just if you got big boobs, that's, they're aroused by that. You know.
No, that's the ass is called pigliophilia.
That's
just the arousal of an ass. It could be a little ass or a big ass. And the black community is more common for us to love big asses because that's what our woman got. You know, if you line 10 brothers up, you're only going to have three that's going to have a, maybe two to three that's going to actually have a real foot fetish. But a majority of them is, I love my woman, I'm going to suck her toes. Her feet ain't that bad, I'll suck her. It ain't a fetish for us. It's just it gets her off and we're going to do it. We freaks.
Right.
You know, every man sucks some toes from time to time. It don't mean a foot fetish. Fetish is usually dominated by the other side. You know, you throw a rock in any direction, hit a white man with a goddamn foot fetish. But ass? Shit. Titties? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got an ass fetish. You have an ass fetish. We're going to do a show on you.
No, it's not a fetish for me. Nah, it was a fetish when I was 10 and 11 years old. It's a damn need now. Don't, you know, that's just a...
How was it a need?
And my daddy used to say, if she ain't got no ass, you, like my daddy said, you put up against the wall and flatten out the goddamn wallpaper. Nobody got time for book bag butt. I don't got the time for it. So take them patty cake cheeks and keep them moving.
Kim, you might be passing up a good life partner. That's a shame.
No, I'm okay. I've never been that guy.
What if you had a girl and she went and got her booty done? Would that be okay? She
it
had a bad
happen.
Booty and
no.
She went and got it done.
Nope.
You don't like that kind of booty.
No, I have tons of friends who practice the art of build a body. I don't agree with it, and I don't knock it either. I'm not going to judge anybody for it, but no, I would never even give them the time of day, at any point in my life. In terms of that, it's just no, I don't. Shit. It took me 20 years of my adult life just to deal with women who wear weaves. I'd be damned if I would ever be clapping some fake cheeks. No. Hell no. All this real ass running around here and you're going to go get some silicone or, you know. Now, women who decide
to pull
their own
fat
out.
But if you transfer the fat back there, yeah.
But that I don't have a problem with because that's still your, you know, you manipulated your own fat. Okay, I don't have, I can dig that. But all of that, let me go spend $10K. To go get some goddamn bubbles put in? Nah, I'm all right. Nah.
Which is also unhealthy, too.
Yeah. Take that shit to the club and go get it dealt with. You know, go make your money back. You just invested.
There's a lot of, in the defense of the women that's out in the clubs and stuff, there's a lot of women just getting booties implants or getting their booty done. Just in general, they're not necessarily in the entertainment business. I know a few women that just, my ass just went left, but I need to go do something. I need to get it back popping, you know.
It makes me feel better, chicks. I know. I know a whole bunch of them. Yeah. So it's, I mean, each his own.
But
I never looked at
that booties was a fetish. Like, I just thought that's, you know, everybody likes their own thing. And
ass fetish is it got to the point where, for us, it's just been a staple of life. Our women always had booties. A white man has an ass fetish. You can see it in the porn.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. It's a whole category, ass worship. A whole category, and he'll get the biggest. That's why they'll book the biggest booty sister to do these roles with a white dude, and he's all over it, like he a kid in the candy store. To us, it's just another chick, right?
Yeah,
but to him, oh my god,
right.
Your ass is so big.
Right.
So it's
Well, you know, back in the day, we used to get mocked. Black women used to get mocked about our body. We was deformed. You know,
but our men
used to sit up and put us up on stage and laugh at us.
Mm-hmm. And the white men was raping us behind the scenes. Was raping them. Because it was still, even back then, and our black women always had booties. They ain't nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He couldn't keep his hands off of it when white wifey was in the house and he's in the farm, the barn and shit, chasing our women around. He's always had an ass fetish.
Mm.
Mm. You know?
Do you think that's the reason why a lot of women get there to compete with black women and get their asses done? There's a lot of white women running around here with big booties now, too.
Well, that falls into the culture vulture category. They're the same ones who get their lips, collagen in the lips, to make them more,
But all of that is our features.
You know? It's that idea of, okay, our men are loving these women, so we got to look like these women, even though we hate these women, so our men could come back to us.
Mm.
Look at the Kardashians, bunch of freaky Greeks.
Yeah.
Oh, how the whole family got something done.
Yep. Yeah.
And then look all they date. When the last time you saw one of them running around with a white dude?
To include the mama.
They're trying to identify with something they know black men want. Let me go get me an ass and make sure my lips are nice and full.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
I remember when Kylie was, I used to look at her and be like, oh, she's the one, she's a hot mess when she was a little girl. And now look at her, like a totally different person. She ain't had no lips.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so we didn't talk about titties, we didn't talk about ass, we didn't talk about feet. What other fetishes is there?
Well, to answer your earlier question is how to include it. Can people include fetishes in their relationships? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, 50 Shades of Grey was a bunch of candy-ass bullshit. They tried to pass off of BDSM, but it was really just kink life. But when you're a kink, you have your set of fetishes. Spanking.
Mm-hmm.
Right on that ass. Right?
That's a fetish? Spanking ass?
Hell yeah. Ebony Magazine, if you go look it up on fetishes, they wrote a nice little thing, the top four fetishes in the black community. Spanking is definitely.
Yeah.
Is definitely up there. Spanking is one is. That's my shit. Choking and spanking.
Oh, is choking a fetish?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah. It's. But see, here's the thing, though. There is a thing I like to do, and then there is fetish. Fetish
right.
is
it's a
dude that will sit there and choke you and get off and bust a load on you just by just choking you. Or a woman who can come
you.
From being choked. Or choking her mean,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. It's the arousal of the deed. You know what I mean? The thought of it. You know.
Yeah.
Shit, breast milk. I got a homie that was like, "Yo, where can I find the best fucking porn for titty milk?" And I said, "You don't get your ass on. You love porn or
Pornhub, X videos."
Yeah, the X videos and Pornhub got that shit. But like hamster? Oh no, the person that. In the video is literally will chat with you. So go take that shit over there. And he I ain't heard from him since. He probably still in the house covered in goddamn goo. So
breast
the real
milk.
Thing.
The only thing that comes from breast milk is pregnant women.
Well, there you go. Guess what? Pregnant women is the desire over pregnant women itself is a fetish. There are dudes who watch pregnant porn or pregnancy and just be in La La Land.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that men found pregnant women are very attractive when they're pregnant. Women that's carrying a big old stomach with a baby in there is just There's some men that just, woo. Yeah. Sad thing about it is majority of the women that's pregnant, 9 times out of 10 has a husband or baby daddy around somewhere. Very seldom you find them single, you know.
Yeah.
They recently got knocked up, so they eat around somewhere, you know. Wow.
That is,
you know, people are who they are, and you like what you like. The problem with it is when it interferes with your day-to-day living and operations, that's when it becomes a problem. Like when you, you know, the fetish, the, you know, the pedophiles, that's a fetish. That's a sickness, right? If you can't get through your day for thinking about some little naked four-year-old, then you got problems. You know, that you on your work computer pulling up kid porn.
Oh.
That's a sickness, although it's also, I know, a fetish to be attracted to children.
Yeah, you know. that right there, that's not really considered a fetish. That's more of a, they call it a mental illness. You know, that's why it's called pedophilia, because they give it the clinical name, and that's as far as they go. The weirdos who are trying to legalize it, who are trying to they call it kiddie diddling.
Kiddie diddling.
Yeah, diddlers. You know, I don't know if you ever watch Law and Order SVU.
Yeah,
but
all the time.
You may hear them. You may hear them say it from time to time when they get a perp in a room. Or, you're a diddler, huh? You know, it's an old-time name for the men who love little boys or little girls. And there's a whole movement to try to get it legalized and try to get it decriminalized. Like, stop locking us up for something that's natural. So.
Right. That's a sick. That's sick, man. Well, and you know, in some countries, that's not, it's here in the United States where it's legal, illegal. In some countries, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's some of the argument they make. It's like people are getting married at 13 in other countries. Why is we can't do it? So it's sick. You know, it's a sick sickness, and those people need to be dealt with. You know, it's a mental health issue.
Having sex. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Having sex with animals.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Bestiality.
That's disgusting. Bestiality.
Yeah, bestiality.
That's disgusting.
You know
also.
Who invented that shit? You know who's
white
the,
people?
You know who's the father of that? Why do you think they love their fucking dog so much? that is a commonly known thing. The ancestor to the dog is the jackal. When he was up in them Caucasoid Mountains, aka caveman. You know, the great hunter had to go hunt for food. He left a dog, or aka a jackal, behind to stay with the wife. He get a little lonely sometimes. So the idea of zoo porn is nothing new. There's chicks blowing horses and dudes fucking goats and sheep, and you know there was a crazy video going on where a dude was plowing a python. I know, how you find a coochie on a python is beyond me, but there you go.
Ugh.
Some little Hispanic dude. Yeah, it was over Facebook in 2015, I believe.
How they got a place? Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that is beyond a fetish at that point. That is a whole sexual orientation. There is some people I've seen in some weird chat rooms over the years that have a sexual arousal for a specific animal, still bestiality, that's a fetish. But when you just are okay, let me get up and go fuck the cow.
Right.
You know, you remember the old Dolomite joke?
Yeah.
A woman came home from hanging out with her girlfriends, and she got out and back, and a farmer out there fucking a cow. So she runs in the house screaming, crying. He going, and she's, what the fuck wrong with you? And she's, I'm going to get up and go to church tomorrow and tell everybody how you fucking a cow. I'm telling the pastor. And he said, if you do, I'm going to tell him who got the best pussy. So that's the thing. You know, white man
wow.
is animal is not just an American thing. It's Eurocism. It's Euro trash. They love their pets. They violate their pets. They allow their pets to violate their women. They record it. They watch it. They treat it like porn. There's whole porn sites out there where the husband is recording his rough plowing his wife. So.
Wow. That's disgusting.
Of course it is.
I know. I seen the one lady. I know. I seen a couple years ago. I couldn't just, like, my mind couldn't wrap my mind. Somebody sent me a video of a lady having sex with a big ass horse.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a sister, was it?
No.
There you go. There you go. So what do y'all feel about Impact Play?
Who?
Impact?
Impact Play. Spanking falls under that, but it's the flogging, the paddling, the whips, the dominatrix stuff. The, you know, we're doing $20 an hour. Well, not bondage. Bondage is bondage by itself. Impact, which is you're getting hit with a paddle, you're getting hit with a whip, you're getting hit with a damn cat nine tail, the flogger, all that shit where you leave marks and bruises.
That's considered impact play. Yeah, no, I'm not with
you've been,
that. That's
you
the person
know.
That wants to be in pain.
Yes. Hence the idea of sadomasochism. That's what it is. It's the idea
like,
of pain.
I don't understand that. That's
the thrill.
Crazy. Yeah, the thrill of being in pain from inflict. Yeah, no.
So, I mean, I've known people who get off by razoring themselves.
What?
Vibrator in one hand, a razor in another.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
It's that is a fetish. You know,
wow.
That is a fetish. But, yeah, Impact Play is according to Allure magazine, which I thought was really funny because I thought Impact Play kind of fell down the list over the years. And then I start seeing the numbers of because, you know, I sell sex toys along with Queen Vi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing the numbers of paddles and cuffs and floggers, you know. And I was like, holy shit. People are whipping the hell out of each other during quarantine.
Wow.
So yeah. And
hey,
I
walk around with the next day with bruises on you. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, little aloe vera will clear, you know, cover it up real good. Little witch hazel, you'd be all right.
Wow.
The second top fetish in the country is role playing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Role playing is a fetish.
Role
yeah.
playing was the number one fetish. Role playing has been the number one fetish for years. I don't know how Impact Play took over, but I'm thinking it's the damn pandemic. But yeah, role playing is you know, you and your man.
I didn't know.
I thought
role playing was just role playing. I didn't know it was a fetish.
Mm-mm. Well, see, that's the thing. We gotta bear fetishism along with freaks, right? Freaky people is not a fetish. It's just something you do when you feel like doing it. A fetish is you're at work thinking about it. I cannot wait to go home and do it. I can't. You know, you're in church thinking about this shit. So, you know, you dress up like a goddamn Power Ranger and she dress up like a Megazord and you take her down.
You know, you play Bugs Bunny and Homer Fudd all in disguise, and you chasing that Wascally Wabbit around the house. That's Party City stays popping all year round for a reason. That's why they don't put those in the hood. They put them in the white people neighborhood because role playing is a real thing for them. For us, it's just, okay, I'm going to wear my winter ski mask. Pretend right. I broke in the house and took some pussy.
Right.
That's the shit, right?
We're not going to do all that. We're not going to run out to the store and buy no whole costume.
Anybody buying no costume? Yeah. Give me one of them damn pantyhose, girl. Cut the leg off and tie it around your face. And stick up, robbing some cooch. But yeah, role playing.
I like women that wear like them maid outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah. Playing being a nurse or the doctor.
Yeah. Because cosplay is a big one.
Which one?
Ooh, big one. Cosplay. I got a client who specializes in cosplay. It's when you dress up like your favorite anime or American cartoon character. You know, like 2019 Selma from Scooby-Doo. She was the most on demand for 2019. Big booty girls, light-skinned girls, thick-ass white girls were all dressed up like Velma.
Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. That little short mini
with
skirt,
the short,
with the orange sweater.
Okay. Yeah. Really?
She has
short hair on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, with the, what is it called, the bob
really?
Or whatever that weird cut is that looked like a helmet. And of course, the famous pose is, where's my glasses? So they're all squatting, exposing the panties and reaching for, man... People went crazy over that shit because there's a whole cosplay fetish.
Scooby Thelma from Scooby Doo. Who knew?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm not
into porn, so I wouldn't know. I wouldn't see nothing.
Well,
like that.
This ain't porn. This
like
is
that.
Just. Yeah, this ain't porn. It's just that's a lot, especially around Halloween. 2018 and 19 was big because people were winning cash prizes for it. But for the Halloween thing was the top joint. And then that's where the fetishism kicks in because dudes were stealing pictures and posting them on their regular page and saying, give me more. Hey, can I buy these for you? But don't wear panties next time. It's a real thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a real thing.
Thelma. Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, it's Chung Li from Street Fighter. You know?
The Chinese, the anime. I heard about anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big deal. And so dressing up as those characters is called what now?
That's called cosplay.
Cosplay. Gotcha.
Yeah. COS play, another big one is it falls under the pigliophilia, the ass, anal sex.
Oh, that's a fetish?
Anal sex is one of the top fetishes in the entire world.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, between heterosexuals?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Anal sex isn't just reserved for the LGBTQ community. It's a unisex thing. Women have anal sex fetishes about their men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men always have about their
pigging.
Women.
Pigging, what they call it, pigging?
Well,
when the lady
that
put
falls
a strap
under,
on?
Oh, that's pegging. Yeah, that's when a man's
pegging.
Getting popped in the ass. Yeah, she's wearing a strap, and she's, you know, busting his chops. So
that's crazy. That's crazy. When I first learned about that, I think I learned about it last time we did a fetish show. I was like, what?
And then there goes the, you know, the milking. I don't know if you've ever, Darius, what you know about milking, Darius?
Milking?
It was milking.
Oh, my God.
It's milking. Damn.
Oh, man. Well, let me just say this. Recently, over the last 10 years or so, we found out R. Kelly is a notorious milker. And the chick that milked him did a whole BET interview for it. Milking is milking is done multiple ways. One of the most popular ways is a woman massages and plays with the man's prostate while she yanks his crank or gives him head, and he flows like he's being milked, preferably when he's in a hands and knees position. You know how you're
Holy
under and you're pulling
cow.
Down on the udder? The milk's the cow's udder? Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, like you're doing, I see what you're saying, like you're doing a cow when you're milking a cow.
Yeah, so one of R. Kelly's victims or whatever, because she said she was actually paid. She said he likes to be milked on his back. So, there you go.
I'm nothing surprising with his nasty ass. Ain't no telling what R. Kelly done did.
Yeah. Yeah, just it's just like, again, toss a salad that falls under the ass, you know, thing. So
see, that and that kind of thing, like that kind of stuff got his ass in trouble, too. All them fetishes and all that freakiness got him in trouble. That's why he's where he at right now.
It caught up
to him. Yep, that's
well,
a shame.
Well, see, he had multiple things going on with him, and pedophilia was one of them because he messed with underage women. Girls.
Yeah.
So, but the ones that, you know, and there's a tranny that wrote a whole book about how she slept with him and Puff Daddy. So, I mean, he was just a sex addict of many sorts, you know, because he, you know, he didn't just mess with, I think he had a fetish for kids, of course. And he was a pedophile on top of it. He liked peeing on people, but he did mess with adult women, you know.
Yeah, he did have adult women, too. And one of them girls, he had her dress as a dude. That about it.
There you go. There you go. Because
he had
he
her cut her hair off.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing we got to remember. These people with these crazy appetites for sex with an unbelievable amount of cash compared to, you know, us working folk, right? Who have access to the most high quality designer drugs. The regular cooch ain't going to be enough for them eventually.
Right.
And like,
rich people get weirder and weirder when they get money.
Well, yeah.
Especially black folks.
Yeah. Because they're doing a drug that we would find too expensive to mess with, you know. But oh man, we're down to 90 seconds. Boy, we got it on it though, y'all. All right,
I got breaking news. The verdict in the, you remember the Ahmaud Arbery trial in Georgia?
Yeah.
They found the 3 white men guilty, and it's a federal hate crime.
Okay,
I just found this out.
I saw that earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Janet, take us home.
All right.
Okay, so we thank you guys for tuning in to our fetish show here on Shoebox Talk. Tune in next week, next Wednesday, when we start getting in, it'll be May, when we start talking about sex and relationships. Y'all have a good night, and God bless.
Good night.
Peace, y'all.